It was exactly 4 years ago this morning that an EF4 tornado hit Harrisburg, Illinois. The winds, according to the National Weather Service, reached 180 miles per hour, caused extensive damage, and claimed 6 lives. And as a look back, we sit down with 2 of the first responders from that day.
They always said it never would happen in Harrisburg because we sat in a valley, but that just got proved wrong.
That's current Harrisburg Fire Chief John Gunning describing the aftermath of the 2012 Leap Day tornado. He was at his home that Wednesday morning, February 29th, when he saw it.
I stood on my back deck after all the rain and stuff had ceased, and watching the lightning, I looked kind of into the southeast area, and you could see the funnel cloud.
Gunning, who was a captain at the time, took off for work.
And I told my son, because he came in and woke me up, and I said, this is not good. And I said, let's go ahead and head toward the station. And we got probably within 8 or 10 blocks of the station, so he started dropping our tones. And that's when Captain Quisenberry ended up making the first initial call.
That initial call was made by then firefighter John Quisenberry, who recounts that early day.
It was 4:20, and they advised we had a tornado warning for the county until 5 o'clock. Probably 5 minutes later, I received a call from the National Weather Service, and the lady advised that they had a report of a tornado on the ground in Creel Springs, and it was coming this way. Well, I went, on the first call, I went probably 10 blocks south, and like the chief said, we had a rescue of a guy in a trailer, and once we got there, we kind of dug through the rubble and located the gentleman, got him out, stayed with him till EMS showed up.
Chief Gunning describes the early damage.
The Twin County Services building was actually completely demolished. It was a wooden structure, a heavy timbered wooden structure. There was several homes in that area that had been taken completely apart and wiped completely off the foundations. And it jumped from there over the highway. Actually, it got one of our guys caught up in the tornado as he was spotting. It rolled him over in his vehicle and actually lost some of his fire gear in the process. But yeah, he was fine. He had some cuts and scrapes and stuff, and a little bit of bruising, but he was fine.
With many natural disasters like this, you often hear stories of heroism by bystanders. Firefighter Quisenberry talks about one incident.
This was around 5 o'clock about the time the tornado hit. From what we understand, there was a potato chip delivery driver had pulled in the parking lot at Walmart. Bread truck driver pulled in beside the potato chip truck about the time the tornado hit, and they kind of looked at each other, and then just in a split second, the bread truck was gone. The tornado apparently picked it up out of the parking lot and picked it up in the air and deposited it over a fence in the retention pond out behind the Walmart store. There were bystanders there that got out in the pond and did rescue him out of his truck.
And here he describes the moment that he and other rescuers pulled one survivor from a crumpled house.
He was pretty dazed. He didn't really have an idea. He knew there was a storm that had come through, but he didn't know exactly what had happened till after it happened.
Fortunately, he lived. So was he underneath a bunch of 2x4s, or was he underneath the bathtub, or where exactly did you find him?
He was in what was left of the bathroom under drywall.
The Brady Street area of Harrisburg was especially hard hit.
We found an elderly couple that was in their trailer that had been hit by the tornado, and it rolled it across the street up next to another building, and it was in a ball, and we found them in the middle of that trailer and dug them out. Of course, they were hurt pretty bad, and I'd say it took 15, 20 minutes to dig them out and extricate both of them out.
And Quisenberry points out the power of the tornado just can't be underestimated.
I think they said there was 2x4s in concrete block walls out at the hospital.
Associate Pastor Joe Thompson of the Harrisburg First Baptist Church describes his morning.
It was such an eerie thing because the sun was just coming up and you saw just this large path of destruction from one end to the other. We ended up leaving and going up to the church. While we were there, we got a phone call that one of our church members, a teenage girl, that she had been killed in a tornado.
Chief Gunning says in the big picture, Harrisburg is resilient. And if a tornado of this size ever hits again, the fire department has taken the extra step of becoming a full member in a statewide emergency support network, the Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, or MABUS.
We have access to anything and everything that we need possible from Carroll to Chicago. Our resources in our local area have been great, and our departments all work together. All the community departments around us work together. And anytime an event like that happens, you don't even have to say anything on the radio. They're already coming.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.